She was so devastated she forgot to breathe for 3 weeks. Only the love of another fine young man saved her.
What man?
A Mr. Tenderly Wonderful.
But her heart is pledged to me.
You've probably got just enough time to stop the wedding if you hurry.
I shall.
And I shall light a candle on this long dead tree in honor of your love.
But the tree is awfully dry. It could go up at any time. Luckily, there was an untouched bowl of eggnog in the corner.
Oh, thank you, gently. Now, hurry so sweetly. I shall stay here and open this pile of never-opened presents. Oh, help! They've fallen on me!
I had no choice but to stay and free her.
Truly, you are a good soul. You deserve sweetly. Go to her before it is too late.
I shall.
Though, first, just pull one celebratory cracker with me.
Oh, just the one.
Oh, my! What a shock for my old heart!
Oh. I poked her a couple of times to make sure she was properly dead. Then rushed to the church. But as I arrived, I saw Sweetly coming down the steps with her new husband. She looked truly happy. Her husband, well, he was handsome, honest, decent, and true. And then she caught sight of me.
Gently, is that you?
I instantly realized that I could not spoil her happiness and stepped round a corner to hide. The sound of the celebrations rang in my ears, and a small boy approached.
Here, mister, doesn't the bride look beautiful?
Yes, she does.
Bet you wish you could marry a cracker like that.
That would have been nice.
Some other lucky bloke's gone and done it.
I know.
And now you never will.
And at that moment, with those words said in such a whiny accent, the truth of my loss dawned upon me, and all the cruelty and injustice I had suffered settled on me like sour snow, and I became evil. I punched the boy.
Ow! What was that for?
I ran home where my mother and stepfather were still fighting, striking each other about the head with pieces of dead tiger.
I'm going to kill you!
No, I'm going to kill you!
Ow!
You're both wrong because I'm going to kill you.
Oh, good to see you finally grown a backbone, boy!
Oh. Gently, well done! You are evil.
You have no idea how evil, Mother.
Killed your own mother.
Yes, it's thrillingly Greek of me, isn't it?
I'm proud of you, son.
I feel surprisingly good. In fact, I feel like laughing. Excellent. The evil laugh is in my nature, too.
The memory of his suffering had clearly shaken him to his evil, undead core, for I saw a tear crawl down his cheek. Then, because of the weightlessness of space, turn around and crawl right back up again.
Are you crying, Mr. Benevolent?
No, I've just got a bit of space in my eye.
Oh, look, Pip-Ben, the Earth is growing bigger. Either we are rapidly approaching it, or it is being inflated by someone with massive lungs and a special valve.
I experienced a strange feeling. Sympathy for Mr. Benevolent. Only a bit, though.
We're in luck! We're going to land in the Ealing Custard Marshes!
We have landed safely
and deliciously. I love custard.
So, not dead yet. No matter. I can soon take care of that.
But, Mr. Benevolent, your story shows there is good in you.
Long gone.
He opened the door of the capsule and stepped out into the creamy yellow wasteland.
I need a weapon. Oh, and how convenient. For we've landed on a man who was out hunting pudding ducks. And look, here is his blunderbuss. Now, it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare.
You do not frighten me at all. And you only frighten me a lot.
Alas, only one load in the weapon. But no matter, I shall kill you, Pip-Bin. Save the idiot for another day.
Shall we check diaries? I'm busy next week, but could manage your day the week after.
Pip-Bin, prepare to die.
Mr. Benevolent, deep down, you do not want to do this.
But on the surface, I really, really do.
There is good in you yet. Would Sweetly want this?
Oh, shut up and die.
As he fired, I shut my eyes. I felt nothing. Was this death? instant and numb. But then...
Ow, that really hurts. Harry, you bravely stepped in the way and saved me.
Actually, I slipped on a bit of custard and sort of fell in the way, but your version makes me sound much more heroic. Ooh, someone has swirled jam into the custard. Yummy. Ah, no, no. That's my blood. Less yummy.
Harry, hold on. I shall fetch help.
No time, I fear. I'm cold, Pip-Bin. So cold. Even though the custard is warm. Hold me.
Dear Harry.
I can't feel my feet. Or my knees. But oddly, I can feel my shins. I'm dying, Pip-Bin. Tell my wife I love her very much.
She knows.
I hear trumpets summoning me. Though that could just be tinnitus. The angels are calling. They're beautiful. So beautiful. So...
But there were no more words as he slumped forward and was gone.
No!
I held him and was sure I could hear the soft whisper of his soul departing heavenwards. And as Mr. Benevolent laughed, my tears started hot, salted drops of misery.
Oh, Harry. Dear Harry.
I knew he was not coming back, that my best friend, Harry Biscuit, was dead, and that the world was an infinitely less good place for his passing. Darkwing. Darkwing.
Harry.
I know. Let us have a glass of his favorite drink in his memory. To Harry Biscuit.
Harry Biscuit. What is this?
Swedish sherry with a dash of tuna. Odd drink, but he seemed to like it. Do you?
It is both fishy and disgusting. So what happened next?
Return next week, and you shall hear how we mourned Harry, how Mr. Benevolent sought to take over the world, and how unexpected events changed the entire history of life on this earth. A bit.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as a Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolent, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Jane Asher as Mrs. Benevolent, Jeffrey Whitehead as Stepfather's Half-Bratcher, Sternbeater and Whack Wallop, Raquel Cassidy as Rudy Delightful, Sarah Hadland as Miss Christmasham, and Mark Evans as Sundry Travis Monks. The producer was Gareth Edwards.